Sean, congratulations. 4 goals, clean sheet, all 3 points. Good day for you, boys.
Yeah, really pleased. I've not been too unhappy, you know, recently. We've had a tough little spell. But I've not been too unhappy with the performances. I've said every week, and some people believe you, some people don't. I said the margins are tight. Even the Preston one we lost, we had 5-6 great chances, didn't take them. Today we've taken 2/3 of them. I mean, you know, with all due respect to Charlton, I think second half it could have been more than what we scored today. So I've been really pleased with the players and certainly pleased with the second half performance.
Goals are such a prized asset, aren't they, in football? It breeds confidence in your team, that a different side in the second half with a couple of goals under the belt.
Well, to be honest, there wasn't just a goal in the first half. There was a, you know, sometimes you get that weirdness in the stadium, and our fans have been terrific. I think they've been really patient, and I wish them to continue to do that, of course, with the team. And the game was flat first half. The weather was weird. The ball's swirling everywhere. They kind of dampened the game down by taking their time with everything, which you've seen here before. We scored, but the main message at half-time was to relax and play. You know, and I said, play with that freedom, play with that smile on your face. You know what you're doing. I trust you to know what you're doing. And I thought second half, I thought, that, you know, they did exactly that. And I thought some of the play second half was as good as I've seen here at times. You know, some of the, I mean, the chance that they create for Reuven to go through is an absolutely fantastic bit of play. And on the counter, we looked sharp. We created chances with good play. And a lot of good passing and movement to create chances. So really pleased.
You mentioned that word relax. Is it was perhaps just a little bit of tension with the results of the fact that it's been four or five games.
Yeah, of course. They're only human, you know. And you do get that little bit of anxiety creeps in, and all the noise on the outside. You know, it's hard for players nowadays to not question themselves because they get bombarded with news from outside. As you know, I don't bother with it, so it's a bit easier for me to reflect on my life and not listen to all the voices outside. But it's hard for players sometimes. They get questions and they get, you know, why aren't you doing this, why aren't you doing that type of stuff, and they've delivered today. And it's not about, I must make it clear, it doesn't mean they're trying to shut people up, but I mean the focus has to remain on the challenge, and the challenge is a weekly or bi-weekly, you know, however many games come round, and you've got to focus on that game and not get too much, you know, in sort of involved with the outside perception. Our belief in ourselves and our expectation of ourselves is as strong as anything from the outside. And I thought they've dealt with that well today and found that clarity to deliver a very, very good performance.
First start here for Dean Marnie since February, I think, and he gets the man of the match. It's a terrific way for him to come back into it, isn't it?
Yeah, pleased for Dino. We left him on rather than protect him because it's good for his fitness, both mentally and physically, after playing in the week. Very hard on Dave Jones. I think he's been fantastic. I've told him that. It's probably one of the hardest decisions I've had since I've been here, because I think he's been excellent. But I have to make a judgment call. That's my job. And only 11 can play. I say it all the time. Matty Lowton as well. I think Tendai's done superbly well. Still learning the game. And Matty Lowton just slightly more rounded it as a player in general. But he's had to wait his turn. And I thought his performance was very good today. Amongst many others, I'm delighted for Vokesy. I think he's been playing well. He just hasn't quite nicked one. Could have had another, but he makes sure he gets one. A lot of good signs today.
Sets you up nicely for Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, there's a big thing about perception in football. It's my job to see all through that and all through the noise. Because if you mention to most of our fans, you mention to yourself about Brighton, if I use that word, I guarantee you'd say, what a fantastic run they've been on until today. Well, in the last 10, we've taken 16 points. They've taken 15. So, yet again, there's a, when you chunk games up, where do you cut it off? Where do you start it? You know, the fact is we're still on course. We believe in what we're doing. The challenge is massive, of course. You know, we know the stats of teams that come out of the Premier League and how difficult it is to get involved in going back up. But there's a lot of life in what we're doing here. And another great challenge coming straight away. You know, we've got Hull away. That'll be 5 out of the top 7 we'll have played away. But I said it on Tuesday, after the game, that they've all got to come back here, don't forget. And we really enjoy what we're doing here, and so do our fans, I think.